This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In Newtown, Connecticut today, there were two more funerals, two more six-year-olds, amid speculation that this time the gun safety debate might actually turn out to be different. It already is in some parts of corporate America. Big retailers have pulled some gun models from their shelves, and a high-profile private equity group is going to sell the company that made the weapon used last Friday. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has the story.
After tragedies like the Newtown shooting, gun sales almost always spike, says Adam Winkler, author of Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America.
One of the sad ironies is historically, retailers do very well when we have high-profile shootings, as gun owners worry that they won't be able to buy those guns tomorrow.
And the AR-15 assault rifle used in the elementary school attack is a big moneymaker, says Winkler.
The AR-15 is perhaps the most popular firearm on the market today.
In spite of that, Dick's Sporting Goods announced it is suspending the sale of some semi-automatic rifles. Walmart and others have removed information about the AR-15 from their websites. Jen Drexler is a retail consultant with Insight Strategy Group. She says mainstream retailers have to consider consumer backlash.
Dick's Sporting Goods, like, that's the place I got my kids' soccer cleats, and my kids are six. The thought that they're selling guns at the same place that sells cleats to my six-year-old is just unacceptable.
Investors are crying unacceptable, too. Private equity firm Cerberus said today it will sell one of its companies, Freedom Group, which makes the AR-15, after coming under pressure from its own investors. But are these just short-term reactions?
I think we're going to see a lasting effect here.
Max Wolf is a senior analyst at Greencrest Capital.
There is a bit of a feeling in the markets that this may be a pivotal moment, that America gets much more serious about gun control.
One test will be how soon retailers like Dick's and Walmart resume their previous gun sales and promotions. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.